The Navajo Sandstone is one of Utah's most iconic rock formations, with its massive white-pink cliffs strikingly visible in Zion and other national parks and monuments. Deposited during the Jurassic time period, these sandstones tell us the story of a major turning point in Earth's history, when fertile lands turned into an immense desert in a process called desertification.
A lot of geology is looking at the landscape, and it's sort of like reading a book. And you look at some of the things around you and you get little clues. And the more clues you get, the more you're able to understand the story.
This is Marjorie Chan, distinguished professor in the Geology and Geophysics Department at the University of Utah. Chan and colleagues obtained the first radiometric dates of the Navajo sandstone using carbonate deposits, also called limestone, that contained uranium and lead isotopes yielding dates around 200 and 195 million years old, the oldest dates ever reported for this unit. The carbonates themselves also reveal more about the environment during this time period.
Carbonate deposits tell us that there was standing water. Maybe those were the kind of watering holes that attracted animals like dinosaurs. There were probably insects and burrowing organisms around. Surprisingly, for a desert, there might have been a significant amount of life around these water holes.
Chan believes this research is a starting point to predict how future landscapes will be impacted by desertification.
With global warming, it's inevitable that more regions are going to become deserts. Our study might actually encourage people to look at the question of how quickly has desertification happened in the past? What are some of the signs? How does life respond? What kind of communities are able to persist during the desertification? We can actually use some of the examples of the Navajo sandstone and try to project that into what could happen in the future.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Jessica Schultz.